In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Knowing that God is love, and that he loves you, he is in love with you. Jesus tells us that when he rises from the dead, that God is in love with you and wants to give you peace wherever you are. He wants to give you his peace. The risen Lord comes in to the disciples, and what does he say? Shalom, peace be with you. God wants to give your heart peace, and he wants to make you live in love. 1 Corinthians 14, the first two words, pursue love. Pursue love. If, as you are using the charismatic gifts, you are to pursue love and use them in love. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Yes, the gifts of the Spirit, the charismatic gifts, need to be operated in love. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Prophecy needs to be moving in love to build up the church. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. The charismatic gifts must operate in love. In love. 12 and 14 are the gifts of the Spirit, the charismatic gifts. The middle is 13, the gift of love, that the charismatic gifts are to be operating in love. Love is patient. Ah. Love is kind. Love is not envious. Love is not boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. No. Everything we do must be done in love. In love. All the charismatic gifts must be operating in love. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. For knowledge, it will come to an end. For we only know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the complete comes, that's the Lord, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put away childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Hallelujah. We shall see his face, and we shall look upon him whom we have pierced. Now I know only in part, then I know fully, even as I have fully been known. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. And then chapter 14, as I started, pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts. Yes. Want the spiritual gifts, the charismatic gifts. They build up the church, especially that you may prophesy, that you may speak a word in the Spirit to encourage people. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people but to God, unless there's interpretation. Those who speak in a tongue wait for the interpretation, and it's like a prophecy that's being given. I did it yesterday. I'll do it again today. Lo shamahanda de dea si kiara kosoria. Mo si kirianda la manderia si korba. Irianda la mandaria si korba si sarakando rika. For I tell you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. For my spirit abides with you, and he wants to be in you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear is useless. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me, says the Lord. For nobody understands the one speaking in a tongue, since they are speaking mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement. Yes. The charismatic gifts need to be built to build up the church, to encourage people. St. Paul speaks in tongues more than anyone, but he's saying, you know, if you're going to speak in tongues without an interpretation, it would be better that you just speak five words in English or whatever language you speak. Yes, but don't prohibit speaking in tongues. Oh yes, there has to be a perfect balance. I'll repeat it. Prophecy speaks to other people for their encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build themselves up, but those who prophesy builds the church up. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues. He does. He wants everyone to speak in tongues. But even more to prophesy. One who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. It's all about building up the church, the charismatic gifts to build up the church. Yes, healing takes place to build up the church. Discernment takes place to build up the church. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will it benefit you unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? Well, my revelation today is God is in love with you. Jesus is in love with you. He has been raised from the dead, and he has plans for your life. Oh, that revelation is for you today. You might be down and out today, but the Lord says, you know what? I've got plans for you. I'll never forget Vi, my friend Vi. She was a hairdresser, and she had just been told that she had cancer. And she was very sad that morning. All of a sudden, the radio took come on. It was Clinton White. He says, you might have cancer, but God has a plan for your life. God loves you. He wants to heal you. She said, I never snapped him on. He snapped himself on. But I listen to him every day now. Oh, yes, every day now. It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce a sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is being played? In other words, if you don't know the song that you're making a flute about, you know, it's only going to be just notes that don't mean anything. But we want the notes to make a song. And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for the battle? So with yourselves, if in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said unless there is an interpretation? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many gifts and kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for the spiritual gifts, and you should be eager for the spiritual gifts, it tells us in 14:1, strive for the spiritual gifts, especially that you prophesy. Strive to excel in building up the church. That's what the gifts are for. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, my mind is unproductive. What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, I will sing praise with the mind also. Otherwise, if you say a blessing with the spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say the amen to your thanksgiving, since the outsider does not know what you are saying? I can speak in tongues all day, hallelujah, I build up myself. But in the church, if I speak in tongues, I want an interpretation so that the church would be built up, that the church would be built up. For you may give thanks well enough, but the other person is still not built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. St. Paul spoke in tongues more than all the Corinthians. Nevertheless, in the church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind in order to instruct others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. Rather, be infants in evil, but in thinking be adults. Be infants in evil, that's right. But in your thinking, be adults. In the law, it's written by people of strange tongues, and by the lips of foreigners I will speak to this people. Yet even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign for believers, not a sign for believers, but for unbelievers. While prophecy is not for unbelievers, but for believers. If therefore the whole church comes together and all speak in tongues, and the outsiders or the unbelievers enter, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, an unbeliever or an outsider who enters into reproved by all and called on account of all, after the secrets of the unbelievers' hearts are disclosed. Yes, prophetic words can disclose a word that's in the heart of an unbeliever. I'll never forget the time when I was preaching as a deacon, and the Lord said to me, someone here is going to commit suicide. Speak a word of hope to them. And so I changed my talk. I talked about God loving them, but I talked about it's so senseless to kill yourself, because God has a plan for your life. He loves you, and He's got plans for your life. He's got things for you that you have not even experienced yet. She went home that day. She had all the pills ready to take. But because I received that revelation, she became a worker in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was saved through that revelation. God did it. God did it. I received it as a grace, but God did it. Worship the Lord, declaring God is really among you. What should be done then, my friends, when you come together? Each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, or a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done, why? For the building up of the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be 2, or at most 3, and each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let them be silent in the church. When we pray in tongues, we build up ourselves. And you know, that's a good thing. We need to build up ourselves, because we're always being constantly barraged by the world, the flesh, and the devil. let them be silent in the church and speak to themselves and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the other weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to someone else sitting nearby, let the first person be silent, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that you may learn and you may be encouraged. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, God is not going to force you to prophesy. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. They have to do it on their own. They receive the message in prophecy, but God does not force that message to come out. They have to do it on their own by the grace of God. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. That's right. I told you when Jesus entered the room, Shalom, peace be to you. And he showed them his hands and his feet. As in all the churches of the saints, listen to this, women should be silent. Let me tell you why Paul says women should be silent. The men were downstairs. The women were up in the balcony. And if they were talking to their husband, that would be confusing. So women should be silent because they're not part of the downstairs assembly. Even now when you go to the Western Wall, the men are in different places than the women. Paul was speaking, women should be silent because they were up in a choir loft, so to speak, and they couldn't say to their husband, I've got a word for you, because there would be confusion. Women should be silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. Why? Because they would cause confusion. But should be subordinate, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church, yes, and make confusion. Or did the word of God originate with you, or are you the only ones it has reached? Anyone who claims to be a prophet or has spiritual powers must acknowledge that what I am writing, Paul, to you is a command of the Lord. Anyone who does not recognize this is not to be recognized. So, my friends, be eager to prophesy. Do not forbid speaking in tongues, but all things should be done decently and in order. What is the apostle trying to teach us? He wants to teach us that whatever we do, we want to do in love, and we want to do to the building up of the church. We do not do to build up ourselves, but we want to build up the church. And the church is built up by revelation, by prophetic words, by interpretation of tongues, by praying for healing. Oh yes, the church is built up. I know. Our church has been used to bring healing to the sick. And people come from all around because they want to be prayed with, because they know that this place is a place of healing. It's God's gift. It's not my gift. It's God's gift. We just use it in grace and in love. We don't use it to show how powerful we are. As a matter of fact, we're not powerful. We're weak, but he's strong. We're empty, but he's full. Oh yes, we need to use the gifts of the Spirit to let that church be blessed. Not only me, but the church. Tongues is for the being blessed of the person who speaks in tongues. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, the good news, the gospel, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which you also are being saved by the good news, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins, this is the gospel, in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. People are asking all around, how can we evangelize? I tell you, if you want to listen, get into the Spirit. Be prayed with for the baptism of the Spirit, that you would be able to preach the Word of God. Oh yes, I have people that have been baptized in the Spirit that pray on the phone to people in Brazil, and God heals them. Yes, they got it here, but God heals the people in Brazil because he prays with them and believes that God is going to build up the church as he builds up the people he prays with. And that he appeared to Peter or Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as one untimely born, it means an abortion. He was an abortion. He appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But the grace of God, by the grace of God, I am what I am, an apostle. And this grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is in me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you come to believe, and believe that Jesus is Lord. I tell you, people say, you know, we want to preach the gospel. Well, the gospel has content. Christ died for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. That Jesus Christ was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. That's the gospel proclamation. You want to save people? You need to preach the gospel. Now, the gospel is not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John now. I'm talking about the gospel that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried in accordance with the scriptures, and rose from the dead in accordance with the scriptures. This is so important to know these things. Now, Paul is going to talk about we being raised from the dead. Do you know that because Christ is raised from the dead, every believer is going to be raised from the dead? Well, we'll look at that tomorrow. We'll look at that tomorrow. What have we learned today? Well, we've learned a lot. We've learned that the gifts of the Spirit are to build up the church of God, that they should be used and operated in love. Yes. All these gifts will cease when Jesus comes in glory, when we see him face to face. All these gifts will cease. But now we need these charismatic gifts so that the church will be built up. I know people that are saying, well, we'll pray for the baptism of the Spirit, but we won't get tongues. We don't want tongues. We want anything that God has given us. If he wants to give us tongues, let him give us tongues. I'll never forget. I said that very thing. I'll take any of the gifts, but not tongues. But you know what? One day as I was praying, I start speaking in another language, building myself up. Oh yes, building myself up. That's what the gift of tongues is for, to build oneself up in the power of the Spirit. In the power of the Spirit, to build oneself up. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people. www.inseason.net, and you can leave a gift on PayPal. May Jesus Christ bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.